姐妹平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
是实在是我们的荣幸，我们可以在这里跟大家一起分享这个周末。
It's our honor to come before you and share this weekend with music and worship with you.
我真的为陈牧师师母感谢主。
I'm thankful for Pastor Chang and his wife.
我在他们的生命里面看到他对神的爱。
I see God's love in their lives.
我更在他们的生命里面看到他对你们的爱。
And I see how they love you all in his life.
我也为教会的领导感谢神。
I praise God for the leadership in this church.
那天我们在淑律家在吃饭。
We were eating in Sherry's house the other night.
And 我真的觉得这个融洽的气氛。
I see the harmonious atmosphere among them.
感谢主赐给你们合一。
I praise God for giving you unity.
今天的今年的09年的主题是同心合一，共建神家。
This year's theme is build the family of God with one heart and mind.
我为你们教会感谢神。
I praise God for your church.
因为在哪里有合一
？Because where there is unity,
神就被彰显。
God is uplifted.
你还记得耶稣最后一个祷告？
You remember the last prayer of Jesus.
耶稣是为你为我来祷告。
Jesus prayed for you and me.
他说神啊求你使他们合一。
He said, God, please help them to have unity.
求你使他们成为一，像我跟你合一一样。
Help them to become one, just like me and you as one.
因为当他们合一的时候，世人就知道天父差遣他的爱子来到我们的世界上面。
Because if they are one, the world would know that you sent your son to this world.
我们知道当教会合一的时候，
Because we know when the church is in unity,
世人就知道神同在。
The world would know God is here.
因为合一是在这个世界找不到的。
Because unity cannot be found in this world. Is that right?
合一是这个世界里面找不到的。
Unity cannot be found in this world.
唯有在神里面我们可以经历合一。
Only in God's presence we can experience unity.
今天我要跟大家分享的主题也是合一。
Today my sharing is also about unity.
竭力保守圣灵所赐合唯一的心。
We need to make every effort to protect this unity.
竭力保守。
Make every effort.
我们一起来先看以弗所书第四章。
Let's come to see Ephesians chapter 4.
我们一起来读四章第一到第三节。
Let's read verse 1-3 together.
我们先用中文来念，然后我们再用英文来念。
We'll read in Chinese first and then in English.
好，中文跟我念。我为主被仇的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络。竭力保守圣灵所赐合唯一的心。
Okay, in English, as a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
保罗这里讲到我们既然蒙召，行事为人就要与我们蒙召的恩相称。
Paul said that because we are called, we have to live a life worthy of this calling.
相称这个字
，worthy this word.
Matching
this word.
Worthy 相称这个字，我们最常见到的就是我们穿衣服。
The most usual case that we use this word is about how we wear our clothes.
我们每一天都用很多时间去穿那个相称的衣服。
Every day we choose what is the matching clothes that we should wear.
颜色需要相配。
Color has to be matching.
然后那个装扮也需要跟你的场合相称。
Your appearance has to match the place that you are going to.
像今天如果我来到大家当中讲到。
If I come to preach this morning,
上面穿着西装打着领带
And I wear a suit
但是呢下面穿一个短裤
But I wear a short
是不相称的衣服
this is not matching
对吗
Is it right?
那我们团队呢礼拜天的衣服呢是黑色的裤 然后浅颜色的衬衫。
Our team wear a black pants and also a shirt.
还有一件很漂亮的背心。
And also a beautiful vest.
所以黑色的裤呢，就要配什么颜色的鞋子？
A black pants, what kind of color?
黑色的或是深颜色的鞋子，对吗？
We need to have black shoes or dark color ones.
有一次我们在旅途当中，
There was one tour.
我一个同工起来，他就说惨了这一次。
One of my coworkers woke up and said, "Oh, oh no!"
因为他忘记带他的黑色皮鞋。
He forgot to bring his black shoes.
只有一双球鞋。
He only has a tennis shoes.
所以他说怎办呢？
He said, "Oh no! What should I do?"
不相称的。裤跟鞋子。
The pants is not matching with my shoes.
我另外一个团友呢，他就想到一个办法。
My another coworker, well, think of a way to solve it.
他说不要紧。
He said, hey, it's okay.
我跟你交换一致的鞋子。
I'll share my shoes with you.
我穿一致鞋子，因为我是弹吉他的。
He said, I play guitar.
我这样站。
I'll stand like this.
黑鞋在外面。
And I wear the black shoe on this side.I'll play
你是拉小提琴的
you play violin,
你穿那一次
and you
这样拉
and you'll play like this.
这样就两全其美了
Then we solve the problem.
我们用很多时间来做穿这些相称的衣服
we use a lot of time to wear matching
clothes. 保罗在这里关心的不是相称的衣服
Paul is not concerned about clothing.
他是讲相称的生活
He said matching life worthy life.
神用永远的爱来爱我们
God loves us with everlasting love.
我们有没有活出一个爱的生命？
Are we living a life of love?
很自由的、自然的把爱传到我们身边的人。
Naturally spreading the love around us.
这个是相称的生活。
This is a life matching.
神宽恕我们一切的过犯。
God forgives all our sins.
我们有没有过一个宽恕人的生活？
Are we living a life that's forgiving?
还是我们斤斤计较？
Or we are always calculating.
常常记得人家怎么样冒犯我们。
Always remember how people wrong against me.
我去年去到德国。
Last year I was in Germany.
发觉德国人呢是很爱安静的。
I find that Germans they really like to be quiet.
我就认识了一些中国留学生。
I know some Chinese scholars there.
中国人呢，我们是比较喜欢热闹的。
And we love to be together and with noises and gatherings.
中国人住在德国人的社区不容易。
It's hard to live in a German neighborhood.
有一个学生跟我分享。
There was a student sharing with me.
我旁边住了一个老太婆。
And there's an old lady living next to me.
她的很安静。
She's very quiet.
所以也没有跟我们讲话。
She never talked to us.
但是有一天她敲门。
And one day, she knocked on our door.
然后呢，他就有一本本子。
She has a little notebook.
里面写了什么年，哪一天，哪一个时候。
It was written, which year, which date.
什么时候，然后你们有很大的声音传出来。
What time, there's noise from your apartment.
一个很长的清单。
It's a long list.
很多页。
Many pages.
过去六个月。都记下来。
All the six months.
他说你要保持安静。
She said you need to keep quiet.
不然我就要打电话去警察那边。
Oh, I'll call the police.
我们是好像这个德国的女人斤斤计较，还是我们活出一个宽恕的生命
？Are we calculating like this old lady, or are we forgiving?
神给我们一切的美物。
God give us all the good gifts.
我们有没有过一个慷慨的生活
？Are we living generously?
自由的很随便的跟大家分享神赐给我们的一切。
Freely sharing all the resources God gave us.
这里保罗最关心的不单是这些。
This Paul is not concerned about this either.
他最关心的是我们合一的生活。
He's concerned about our unity.
他说蒙与蒙，既然蒙召与要与蒙召的恩相称。
He said to live a life worthy of the calling.
然后他讲到方法。
And he mentioned the methods.
然后他说要竭力保守圣灵给我们合一为一的心。
He said make every effort to protect the unity God gives us.
我们发觉合一很重要。
We know that unity is important.
但是在世界上面找不到合一。
But we couldn't find it in the world.
几个好朋友一起去做生意。
A few friends go to business together.
不到几年就闹翻。
In a few years, we fight against each other.
常常我们都听到。
We heard all this all the time.
两个人谈恋爱。
Two people fall in love.
结婚。
Get married.
也是因为不合一，结果也是要离婚。
And it usually leads to divorce too.
在神的家里面，有时候也没有太大的分别。
In God's family, it's no big difference either.
有时候因为一些很小的意见的不同。
A small trivial question.
将会分裂了。
And there will be disharmony.
我是从事音乐服事的。
I serve with a music ministry.
我人生里面最怕参加的就是那些圣乐的大会。
I don't like to attend those music conferences.
那些全世界各地的负责圣乐的人都在一个地方开会。
All those ministers around the world will come together.
几千人开会。
A few thousand people.
你如果问他们每一个人。
If you ask them, every one of them.
每一个人都说我们要借着音乐把人带到神的同在里面。
Everyone will tell you we are using music to bring people into God's presence.
但是因为风格的不同。
Because of the difference in style.
闹得不停。
There's so much fight.
一直吵架。
It's so much quarrel.
有人说要风琴的才是敬拜。
Some say only organ is.
有人说要流行的音乐才可以敬拜。
Some people said pop music is a way.
没有合一。
No unity.
所以教会的音乐还是在这个境况里面。
So worship music is still in this stage.
但是保罗说我们要竭力。保守圣灵给我们合唯一的心。
But Paul said that we need to make every effort to protect this unity.
这个合一已经给我们了。
This unity has been granted to us.
圣经里面没有叫我们要去营造，要去制造这个合一。
God didn't say that we need to go to make this unity.
当耶稣基督死在十字架上面的时候。
When Jesus died on the cross.
他叫我们与神相合。
He bring harmony between us and God.
他废掉那个冤仇的墙。
He break through the wall of hatred.
不但这样，我们跟神可以和好。
We can have unity with God. We
can reconcile with God. 他也因为他的死，让我们与弟兄姐妹与人可以相合。
Because of Jesus' death, we can also have harmony with our brothers and
sisters. 冤仇的墙废掉了。
The wall of hatred is already gone.
我们可以合一，可以彼此相爱。
We can live in harmony and in love.
那天我跟陈牧师在聊的时候，
The other day I was talking to Pastor Chang.
他心里面很重的一个重担。
He has a burden in his heart.
他说我们常常讲到神跟人的和好。
He said we always talk about God's with man, the peace of God with man.
我们很少讲到人跟人的和好。
We seldom talk about peace between men.
人与人的和好也是福音。
Peace between men is also God's.
是与我们蒙召的恩相称的生活。
Is a life worthy of the calling.
合一的基础在哪里呢？
What is the foundation of unity?
耶稣死的时候已经赐给我们了。
When Jesus died, it's already given to us.
我们如果留意我们相同的地方比我们不同的地方更多。
We find that we have more similarities than differences.
我们一起来念第四章第四到第六节。
Let's read verse 4 to 6.
看到我们合一的基础。
Find that our foundation of unity.
好，也是我先念中文，跟我一起念，然后凯贤再念英文。
We'll read in Chinese and then English.
我们一起来。身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召，同有一个指望，一主，一信，一喜，一神，就是众人之父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
Okay, in English.There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
你知道这个基础已经奠好了。
The foundation has been established.
如果你留意，你会听到那个音乐。
If you pay attention, you'll hear the music.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，一个指望，一主，一信，一喜，一神。
There's one body, one spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God.
一个，一个。
One.
基础已经奠好了。
Foundation has been established.
合一已经赐给我们。
Unity has been granted to us.
我们要怎么样做呢？
What should we be doing?
他说要我们竭力保守。
He said, make every effort.
去保护。
To protect.
去珍惜。
To cherish.
去维护。
To protect.
怎么样才是竭力保守呢？
What is the meaning of make every effort?
这是努力不懈的意思。
Is to really try your best.
无论任何的时候。
No matter what circumstances.
用尽各样的方法。
Try all your means.
来保护这个合一。
To protect this unity.
保罗在第二节的时候首先提到一个品格，就是要凡事谦虚。
In verse 2, Paul mentioned about be completely humble.
他说完全的谦虚，用尽各样的方法。
Is use all your means to be completely humble.
但是你没有发觉谦虚这个品格在这个世界是不受重视的。
The character of humbleness is not cherished in this world.
这个世界教导我们要保护自己。
This world taught us to protect ourselves.
要为自己谋算。
You need to plan for yourself.
为自己宣传。
You need to promote yourself.
要爬得更高。
You need to climb all the way higher.
甚至要踩着别人爬得更高。
Even you need to step on other people.
但是圣经说你要完全的谦虚。
But God said, you need to be completely humble.
我其实是最不配讲谦虚这件事。
Actually, I'm not worthy of talking about humbleness.
因为我在谦虚这件事上面每一天都在挣扎。
Because I'm struggling about humbleness every day.
特别对一个学音乐的人来得很不容易。
In particularly to a musician.
我总是觉得自己比人家好。
Oh, I always thought that I'm better than.
你知道我怎么样去暖我的声音，就是 warm up 我的声音。
You know how I warm up my voice?
Me, 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 me.
Me, me, singing me.
我，都是我。
It's all about me.
你有没有听过要多少唱歌的人去换一个灯泡呢？
You know how many singers we need to change a light bulb?
有没有听过？
Have you heard about that?
要五个。
We need five.
一个去换。
One would do the changing.
另外四个去说我可以换得比他更好。
And four other people said I'm doing better than I can do better than you do.
谦虚这个品格很困难。
The character of humbleness is very difficult.
在耶稣跟保罗的时代也是完全不受人珍视的一个品格。
In the times of Jesus and Paul, this is not a welcomed character.
这个字从来没用在一个嘉许赞赏的情况上。
This word has never been used in a praising context.
这个字带有低下卑贱的意思。
It's a very low-end word.
是形容那些奴仆的。
Is to describe those slaves.
直等到耶稣来到这个世界。
Until Jesus come to this world.
让我们知道什么是真正的谦虚。
And then he let us know what is the real meaning of humbleness.
这个品格才慢慢的被我们珍视。
And this character start to have importance.
耶稣存心他自己卑微。存心顺服以至于死，则死在十字架上面。
Jesus humbled himself, became obedient in death, and died on the cross.
所以保罗说我们要以耶稣为榜样，以他的心为我们的心。
So Paul said that we need to have Jesus as our example and have his heart as our heart.
在天国里面我们不要不断地抬高自己。
In the kingdom, we should not be elevating ourselves.
反而我们要肯定别人的价值。
We need to confirm other people's values.
我们要谦虚，就是骄傲的相反。
We need to be humble, the opposite of proud. Pride.
骄傲就是要人家不断抬高我的价值。
Pride is we want all the people to elevate myself.
每一个不合一的背后都有骄傲的存在。
Every single disunity has pride behind it.
合一的秘诀就是谦虚。
The key to unity is humbleness.
保罗在腓立比书第二章三到四节这样讲。
Paul said this in Philippians chapter 2 verse 3 to 4.
他说你们不可以贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
He said, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility, consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interest, but also to the interest of others.
天国所讲的跟世界完全不同。
The kingdom is different from the world.
天国叫我们要谦虚。
Kingdom taught us to be humble.
世界要我们抬高宣传自己。
The world taught us to promote ourselves.
最近呢我看过一个很有趣的一个脚踏车比赛的故事。
Lately I've been reading a story about a biking contest.
这个比赛呢是在印度的。
this contest was held in India.
但是那个比赛的规矩呢，很奇怪。
But the regulations is quite strange.
它是在一个定时的里面。
Within a limited time.
15分钟。
15 minutes.
不是看谁走得最快。
It's not looking at who is the fastest.
要看谁走得最慢。
Actually, it's who is the slowest.
所以呢，他们听到枪声以后呢。
So when they hear the gunshot.
他们要尽量慢地向前。
So they need to hold the bike as slow as they can.
他们要保持平衡。
But they need to balance themselves.
什么时候脚踏在地上呢？
Anytime their foot is on the ground,
他就被判出局了。
And they are disqualified.
所以呢，这个规矩很奇怪。
It's a strange regulations.
但是你可以想象，如果郑牧师今天去参加这个比赛。
Imagine if Pastor Chang go to participate in this context.
但是我不明白这个比赛的规矩。
But I do not understand the regulations.
我以为还像其他的比赛一样。
I thought it's the same as all other races.
所以呢，我就穿了那些很紧的衣服。
So I wear all this bike clothing.
戴了一个头盔。
And I wear my helmet.
Can't even imagine.
没有办法想象啊。
然后呢，我就听到枪声的时候呢。
When I hear the gunshot.
我就拼命向前。
I will try my best to bike.
然后过了一阵子。
After a while.
我回头看。
I turn around.
我快乐得不得了。
I was so happy.
为什么今天表现这样好呢？
How come I'm so good today?
一定是熟律给我的早餐有一个特别的成分。
Must be Sherry's breakfast.
然后呢，我再听到枪声的时候呢。
When I hear the gunshot again.
我赢了。
I win.
我有赢吗？
Did I win?
我是输得最惨的一个。
I lose badly.
最前的一个。
The front.
但是我不明白比赛的规矩。
Because I do not understand the regulations.
我们有没有明白天国比赛的规矩？
Do we know the regulations of the kingdom?
不是看谁最高。
Not that you are the best.
是看谁最谦卑服侍别人。
But who is the one who humble himself to be a servant?
看别人比自己强。
Take people better than yourselves.
看别人的需要比自己的需要强。
Consider others' needs better than your own needs.
不单顾自己的事，还顾别人的事。
Not only your own things, but also the people around you.
这个是新国民的一个新规矩。
This is the new rules for new citizens.
谦虚。
Humbleness.
你有明白这个规矩吗？
Do you understand these regulations?
我们有明白天国比赛的规矩吗？
Do we understand the rule of race in the kingdom?
如果我们真的明白。
If we really understand.
那么人家没有请我做执事、小组长的时候，我就不会太不高兴。
And when people did not ask me to be a small group leader or a deacon, I would not be displeased.
如果人家没有请我唱独唱，我就不会这样难过。
I would not be unhappy if people didn't ask me to sing solo.
有时候你的好朋友要去参加一个 party.
Sometimes your good friends will attend a party.
但是那个主人没有请你。
But the person that did not invite you.
觉得很难过。
Sometimes you feel bad.
不单这样。
Not only.
你还千方百计的打听有谁去参加那个 party.
And you try all your means to find out who else is attending that party.
我们有明白比赛的规矩吗？
Do we understand these rules of the race?
如果我们真的明白，我们会看别人比我们自己更强。
If we really understand, we will consider others better
than ourselves. 保罗不单提到谦虚。
Paul did not only mention about humbleness.
他继续他说要凡事温柔。
He also mentions be gentle.
凡事温柔。
Be gentle.
当我们听到特别男生听到温柔这个字。
In particular, as guys, when we hear about gentleness.
我们觉得很娘娘腔的。
We feel it's a feminine word.
这是女性的事。
Is a sister's thing.
大男人怎么样可以温柔呢？
Guys, how can we be gentle?
温柔这个字 meekness 不带有软弱的意思。
The word meekness does not mean weakness.
这个是一个大能者的温柔。
Is a powerful warrior's gentleness.
他可以控制自己的力量。
He can control his power.
但是可以用这个力量来服侍别人。
He can use this power to serve.
如果谦虚是不提不抬高自己的成就，
If humbleness is not to elevate your accomplishments,
温柔就是不坚持自己应该得到的权利。
Meekness is not to insist on your own rights.
不坚持自己应有的权利。
Not to insist your own rights.
圣经里面，摩西是一个温柔的人。
In the Bible, Moses is a gentle person.
但是他软弱吗？
But is he weak?
一点都不软弱。
He is not.
一个人跟依靠神带领以色列人出埃及。
Depending on God, he bring the Israelites out of Egypt.
耶稣说，我是柔和谦卑，温柔又谦卑。
Jesus said, I'm meek and gentle.
但是他软弱吗？
But is Jesus weak?
他死在十字架的时候，
When he died on the cross,
没有坚持自己的权利。
He didn't insist his rights.
想到的就是我们可以跟神和好。
He is only thinking about we can be in one with God.
想到的是我们可以彼此和好。
We can reconcile with our brothers and sisters.
他一点都不软弱。
He is not weak at all.
在合一的背后一定要有温柔。
Behind unity, there needs to be gentleness.
你知道很多夫妇快要濒临那个分裂，是因为有一方或是双方都在坚持他自己是对的。
A lot of couples are in trouble because one party or both parties insist that they are right.
坚持他们自己的权利。
Insist their own rights.
你知道有很多以前很亲密的弟兄姐妹。
There were very close friends and brothers and sisters.
他们现在见到不求不睬。
Now when they see each other, they won't even talk to each other.
可能因为一方或是双方，他们都在坚持他们的看法。
Maybe one of them or both of them insist on their own rights.
你知道有很多的教会面临分裂。
A lot of churches are coming to disunity.
是因为有一方或是双方或是三方四方。
There may be one party or many parties.
他们在坚持他们的看法，他们的权利。
They are insisting their own rights.
我听过教会分裂是因为很多鸡毛蒜皮的事。
We heard about a church split because of small trivial things.
我听过因为要不要有午餐服事分裂教会。
Do we need a lunch service? They will split the church.
心里面我觉得很难过。
I was very feel so bad about that.
如果这样的话，我宁愿不吃。
If it's the case, I would rather not eat.
在我讲到这些的时候，你没有想到一些人。
When I'm talking about this, is there someone in your mind?
有没有一些人的脸浮现在你的脑当中？
Is there any face that come into your mind now?
有没有一些事来到你的脑海当中？
Is there anything that comes into your mind now?
你不要觉得郑牧师跟陈牧师讲了很多话。
Don't think that Pastor Chang has talked to Pastor Chang.
今天我是特别来指着你讲。
So that I come to talk to you today.
没有。
I didn't do that.
那个人的脸，那些事是圣灵提醒你。
These faces, the Spirit reminding you.
提醒你要追求和好。
Reminding you to look for reconciliation.
提醒你要竭力保守圣灵所赐合为一的心。
Reminding you to make every effort to protect the unity.
做一个温柔的人。
Be a gentle person.
有一次我跟太太吵架。
It was one time I fight with my wife.
牧师也有时候跟太太吵架。
Pastor will also fight with their wife.
一直吵得很厉害。
It was a big fight.
从晚上就吵到早上。
From evening we fight to the morning.
我觉得很受伤。
I was so hurt.
因为她误会了我做一些事的动机。
Because she misunderstood my motivation.
我很生气。
I was so mad.
他讲来讲去他都不明白。
I was explaining, but she didn't understand.
所以九点钟就要出门上教会了。
So at 9 o'clock, I need to go back to church.
要上班。
I need to go to work.
所以我很生气。
I was so mad.
我离开家的时候。
When I left my home.
心里面做了一个决定。
I make a decision.
我说你这样讨厌。
I said, you're so disgusting.
我一。You're too serious. 我说我一个礼拜都不要回家吃饭。
I don't want to come back home for dinner for whole week.
一个礼拜都不回家。
A whole week I won't come back.
然后呢，我回到教会。
So I went back to church.
跟妈妈打了一个电话。
I called my mom.
我说妈妈，今晚可以来你家吃饭吗
？I said, Mom, can I come to eat tonight?
她说可以，可以，可以。
She said, Yeah, sure.
你的小孩子跟太太会来吗
？Will your children and wife come also?
我说不会，他们很忙，不会来。
I said, No, they're busy. They're not coming.
然后我就坐在那边开始上班。
So I start working.
一点都做不到。
Cannot work at all.
心里面一直在挣扎。
So much struggles.
很生气。
So mad.
大概到十点钟。
Around 10 o'clock.
圣灵的声音就来了。
The Spirit talked to me.
他说浩贤啊。
He said, Ephraim.
你要坚持自己是对的呢还是你要追求和好
Do you want to insist that you're right or you want to be reconciled?
Do you want to be right or do you want to be reconciled? 你要坚持自己是对的吗所以我听到很烦
So I was quite frustrated.
我说神啊我是对的
I told God, I am right.
你去感动我太太叫她打电话给我
You told my wife to call me.
到十二点
At noon time,
什么工都做不到。
I didn't do anything.
圣灵的声音又来了。
The Spirit talked to me again.
Do you want to be right or do you want to be reconciled? 你要坚持自己是对的呢还是你要追求和好我一点办法都没有。
I have no idea what to do.
到两点钟。
At 2 o'clock.
那个声音还是一直的响。
The Spirit's voice is still talking to me.
你要坚持自己是对的呢还是你要追求和好
You want to be right or you want to be reconciled?
我很烦
I was so frustrated.
我就跑去跟我的主任牧师
So I went to the senior pastor.
我说牧师
I said, Pastor,
我知道圣灵要我怎么样做
I know what the Spirit wants me to do.
但是我里面一点力量都没有
But I don't have any strength at all.
一点力量都没有
No strength at all.
他就来他说来来来我为你祷告。
So he prayed for me.
他说你要顺服圣灵。
He said, you need to obey the Spirit.
你要追求和好。
You need to look for reconciliation.
他为我祷告。
And he prayed for me.
四点下班。
Four o'clock, I get off work.
我就打电话给妈妈。
So I call my mom.
今晚有事了不可以来了。
I'm not coming tonight, I have something.
然后呢我就经过那个杂货店。
So I went to a grocery store.
买了一束三块钱的鲜花。
I bought a flowers, $3 flowers.
然后呢，我就到家。
And I went home.
对不起。
I said sorry.
然后夫妇我们就和好了。
And we reconciled.
我从车库进房间，这边是厨房。
Okay, when I went home, this side is the kitchen.
和好以后我就进房间。
After we reconciled, I went back to my bedroom.
我的眼睛看到厨房那边。
I saw at the kitchen.
有一锅很大的汤在煮。
It's a big pot of soup.
是我最喜欢喝的汤。
It's my most beloved soup.
我太太周章了一天去煮我最爱喝的汤。
My wife did a whole day to work on this pot of soup.
我进去房间。
I went into my bathroom.
换衣的时候
when I was changing,
我就哭了。
I cried.
我感谢圣灵，感谢我的神。
I thank my God.
因为你可以想象那天我没有回家吗
And can you imagine if I did not go home that day?
你可以想象吗
Can you imagine?
如果那天我没有回家，可能现在我还住在车库跟我的狗一起住。
If I did not go home, I may still be living in the garage with my dog.
Do you want to be right?Or do you want to be reconciled? 你要坚持自己是对的呢还是你要追求和好这个也是神今天问我们的
This is also the question God asking us today.
凡事谦虚凡事温柔
Be completely humble and gentle.
可能你说嘿郑牧师慢一点
Maybe you say, oh no, just slow down.
你说郑牧师我跟你那天两点钟一样
I was just like that day at 2 o'clock
我知道自己要怎么样做
I know what I should be doing
但是我里面一点力量都没有
But I have no strength at all
一点力量都没有
No strength at all
你知道力量的来源在哪里
Do you know where the strength comes from?
我相信那个力量的来源是在我们蒙召的恩那边
I know the strength is from our calling.
耶稣基督为我们死在十字架上面。
Jesus died on the cross for us.
他受罪人的顶撞。
He is accused by all these sinners.
没有还口。
He didn't fight back.
始终没有坚持他是对的，他的权利。
He did not insist that he is right. He did not insist his right.
为我。
For you and for me.
我们还记得那个蒙召的恩吗？
Do we still remember that calling, that grace?
我儿子九岁的时候。
When my son is at 9 years old.
每一天晚上我都要跟他挣扎，他要去洗澡，然后要去睡觉。
Every night I need to struggle with him. He needs to go to take a shower.
他不像淑律的小孩子好乖。
Not like Sherry's children, they are so good.
自己去洗，然后自己去睡觉。
They will automatically go to take shower and go to bed.
我的儿子哦，很多的花样。
My son has all these different tricks.
有一天晚上九点半，我说 Elliot， 你去洗澡了。
There was one night at 9 o'clock. I told Elliot, go take a shower.
过了十分钟。一点动静都没有。
After 10 minutes, total silence.
然后再这样叫他强一点了。
So I urged him
strongly. 我说 Elliot, 该是时候要去洗澡。
I said, Elliot, it's time to take a shower.
他就从他房间拿了两件衣服下来。
So he took some clothes from his room and came down.
继续再玩。
And then continue to play.
再过十分钟我说最后的警告，你真的要去洗澡了。
After 10 minutes, I said, "This is the last warning. You really need to go to shower."
我那个时候刚刚坐在地上。
I was sitting on the floor at that time.
他就在我后面抱着我。
And he was holding me from the back.
然后他说：“爸爸，你今天可以替我洗吗？”
He said, "Dad, can you bathe me today?"
我觉得哇，这个是新的新花样，样没有听过的。
I thought, "Hey, this is a new trick."
我就跟他开玩笑。
I was joking to him.
我说。Elliot, 你已经九岁了。
Is it Elliot? You're already 9.
难道我要跟你洗洗到你结婚那天吗？
Do I need to bathe you until you get married?
然后他说爸爸不是。
And he said, no.
我只想重温你替我洗这个感觉。
I just want to remember the feeling of you bathing me.
I just want to remember how it feels.
我只想重温那个感觉。
所以我就乖乖跟他洗了。
So I just took him and bathed him.
今天也是一样。
Today is the same.
我们需要重温神拯救我们那一天。
We need to remember the day God saves us.
耶稣为我们死在十字架上面。
Jesus died on the cross for us.
你今天需要保守圣灵所赐合唯一的心。
You need to make every effort to protect the unity.
凡事谦虚
，be completely humble。
凡事温柔
，be completely gentle。
刚才你想到的人想到的事
，the people and the thing that you thought about earlier。
你要坚持自己是对的呢，还是你要追求和好
？Do you want to insist that you're right, or you want to be reconciled？
我希望在我们唱下面一首诗歌的时候
，I hope when we sing the following song，
你来到神面前
，you come before the Lord，
让。你自己再一次经历你蒙召的恩
，Once again experience the calling，
然后你去追求和好
，And then you will look for reconciliation，
人与人的和好
，Between men，
可能这些人就是你的弟兄姐妹
，Maybe these are your brothers and sisters，
可能是你的亲人，你的爸爸妈妈，或是你的儿女
，Maybe your relatives, your parents or your children，
或是你的兄弟姐妹。
Or your brothers and sisters.
可能是在你上班地方的人。
Maybe your co-workers at work.
可能是你一些老朋友。
Or maybe some old friends.
你现在可能也不知道怎么样做。
Maybe you don't even know what to do now.
但是不要紧。
But it's okay.
神看重的是你有愿意的心。
God is looking at a willing heart.
他会帮助你。
He will help you.
帮助你去竭力保守。圣灵所赐合唯一的心。
He will help you to make every effort to protect this
unity. 我们一起来唱七恩典。Let's sing the song Amazing Grace. Let's rise and sing. 七恩典何等甘甜，我罪的赦免，见过世上尽被虚伪，瞎眼睛的看见。 Amazing Grace again.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound, has saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see.
浩大恩典, 使我敬畏。
How dark is
good to me.
The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope secures. He will my shield and caution me. His God has life and gives my chains. My chains are
是蒙恩的罪人，求你帮助我们过一个与蒙召的恩相称的生活。神的帮助我的弟兄姐妹，让他们不要再坚持自己是对的，那要追求和好。他们心里面的事你都知道，求你给他们一个愿意的心，为他们安排机会，帮助他们走出信心的一步，让我们可以享受在你里面的合一，保守这个教会合一的来建立你自己的家，在 Orlando 这个地方 成为许多许多人的祝福，让人因为他们的合一就知道天父把耶稣差到我们当中。 God help us to live a life that is worthy to the grace, to the love that we have received. Help my brothers and sisters. You know the people, the things in their mind. I pray that you would empower them, not to insist they are right, but to seek reconciliation. Although they don't know what to do, they don't know how to do, you can open a door for them. You can help them to make that first step of faith. For this is what you please, that we will make every effort to preserve, to protect the Spirit, the peace, the unity that the Spirit has given. And Lord, bless this church and give them unity. Help them to make every effort to protect it, to keep it, so people may know that the Father has sent the Son. Be with us, thank you, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Be seated, please.